Yes. Oh my God. Welcome to an all new, all exciting, all action-packed future fashion icons. I am Michael Creevy. There have been a lot of new award ceremonies that have just happened that are about to come up. Not the Met Gala. The Met Gala happened, and I wasn't that impressed with the Met Gala looks. I mean, I liked Manu Rios, I don't know how to say his name. I liked that he was wearing that sparkly black outfit. It was sexy, it was see-through, he's so hot. I thought he was my favorite. I liked what Hailey Bieber was wearing as well. But anyway, I heard the Cyber Socket Awards are coming up. The Cyber Socket Awards, I don't know when they are, but they are coming soon, more details soon. But this past week, the Grabby Awards took place, and the Grabby Awards are highly prestigious. So I was very excited to see who would be the best dressed. Apparently, the Grabby Awards took place across 3 different days. They had Pablo Bravo, who attended, and he not only attended, but he performed his new single, which was called Tus Nalgas, and he wore a bright yellow number that showed off his big butt. He was very bootylicious while performing his dance song. It was kind of a reggaeton song. And he also took home the award for best website. Oh my God, he's so hot. My other favorite was James Coe. I thought his name was James Cow, but apparently it's James Coe, Jumbo Coe. I thought it was Jumbo Cow this whole time. Oh my God, I'm like his biggest fan, and I thought his name was Jumbo Cow, but it's Jumbo Coe. So anyway, I thought James Coe was so hot. James Coe is so flawless. James Coe always looks hot. But he had shown up to the Grabby Awards wearing a striped, it was a sophisticated striped look, but it was like a white tank top or white leotard tucked into the striped pants, but they were like hammer pants, and he looked so hot. I was not very impressed with what the F Twinks were wearing. F Twink Studio all showed up wearing white tank tops. All the tank tops and F Twinks, but I thought they were a little wrinkly. I felt like there should have been someone who did the ironing, especially for a studio as prestigious as F Twinks with stars as big as the F Twink stars. Although I felt that Nathan Belair looked hot. Nathan Belair was so hot. He had the flawless curly hair with the frosted tips, and then later Nathan Belair changed into a second look. And he was wearing a sexy black square cut Speedo by the pool, and he had matching black nail polish with black nails. I mean, he looked hot. I was very into Nathan Belair's poolside look. Nathan Belair was serving face. Nathan Belair was serving flawless hair. Nathan Belair was serving body on body. Let's see, who else did I like? I loved Alan King's looks. Alan King was so hot. Oh my God. Alan King was wearing a flawless chest-bearing golden black Baroque ensemble. It was like a metallic gold Baroque print all over it, and it was like a jacket with matching pants, and then it was showing off his chest, his flawless six-pack. Alan King is always hot, and he also performed his new Spanish language single, Sugar Daddy, wearing a sexy leather shorts jumper. It was like a jumper, but it was extremely short. It showed off his body on body. It was black and had it was an all black jumper that was like leather, or maybe it was pleather, and it had gold embellishments with his name, Alan King, across the sleeves. He was dripping in gold chains. He was busting out dance moves. He was getting down on the floor twerking. It was an epic, flawless performance of Sugar Daddy. I look forward to seeing more musical performances from Alan King in the future. Galiel Swan was a hot blonde. I did not know who Galiel Swan was prior to this, but he is so hot. Galiel Swan showed up in a baggy, dark gray coat with a thick fur collar, which showed off his chest. He later switched into a shirtless look with tight jeans on the dance floor and busted out dance moves. I think he was dancing to RuPaul songs in videos I was watching. I love RuPaul's music and RuPaul dance remixes, so Galiel definitely has good taste and good dance moves. I love to dance with Galiel Swan. Cade Maddox, who recently swept the Gabian Awards, I think it was the Gabian Awards that he had swept, he showed up in a black plastic metallic suit, and he had matching shoes that were also a plastic metallic material. It was like all plastic, black metallic. It was like shiny. I wouldn't say sparkly, but it was like that metallic shiny. Oh my God, he looked so good. Oh my God. Now, I did previously say at one of his previous, Cade Maddox's previous award show appearances, that he looked flawless and on point, but he was wearing athletic socks or something, and they were showing and it messed up the outfit. I did not notice athletic socks this time, so good job to him. He kept it on point, but I'm going to need to find out who makes his costumes. I'm going to need to find out who does Cade Maddox's tailoring. I want to wear an outfit similar to Cade Maddox. I'd like to have them custom create a special look just for me so I can rock that epic Cade Maddox style metallic ensemble. But anyway, he had the perfect hair, he had the perfect smile, but he was nominated at this particular award show for hottest cock, hottest body, and performer of the wow. And he was also recently named number one most popular by The Naked Sword, which is a prestigious website that ranks the top male models. So he was named number one most popular. Who else was? Oh my God. My pick for this week's number one best dressed is definitely Jordan James. I did not know who Jordan James was prior to the Grammy Awards, but I definitely know who Jordan James is now. Jordan James is so hot. Jordan James is so sexy. Oh my God, Jordan James. I was impressed by Jordan James and all of his numerous outfit changes. He had shown up in a bow tie with a shirtless with tight-fitting gray pants, but then it kept getting hotter with each appearance Jordan James made at the Grammy Awards. He showed up in not one, but two bright red ensembles. One was like a bright red Speedo with matching bright red socks, but it was like bright red with gold trim, and the socks had a gold color trim also, and then he did a bright red Speedo with black trim and socks that were bright red with black trim. He looked hot in both looks, but I liked the bright red with gold look. He looked amazing. Oh my God, even though he was handing out the awards, and I mean, it was like he was the ultimate, how would you say, I don't want to say trippy boy, although he was definitely shiny. He was so amazing. He was so hot. And then he changed into a blue look, which was like a blue jockstrap with matching socks, but it was like a Tiffany blue. Oh my God, Tiffany blue is my favorite color. And Jordan James' hair was on point. Jordan James' face was on point. Jordan James' body was on point. All gazillion of Jordan James' looks were on point, so his wardrobe was definitely on point, and he was also recently spotted outside the Grammy Awards in a singlet. It was like black with lime green down the side. Jordan James is so hot. I definitely my best dressed of the week. Jordan James is amazing. Wow. Oh my God. So I wish I knew who Jordan James was prior, because I feel like he's always the best dressed, always the best looking, always the most on point. But also, not to be outdone, London-based designer Jamie Baker showed up to the Grammy Awards wearing a Reba McEntire shirt. Oh my God, showing up to the Grammy Awards in Europe in a Reba McEntire shirt. And he was entertained by, because he was there to paint pictures of naked guys, and he apparently painted a lot of them. He's a really good painter. He's really talented. I was shocked because, wow, it shows a lot of painting stuff by him live. I could never do that. But my other pick for best dressed of the week, definitely Aaron Mark. Oh my God, Aaron Mark is so sexy. Aaron Mark is so hot. Aaron Mark is so flawless. He's a platinum blonde. He had arrived to the Grammy Awards wearing a white jockstrap, or was it a G-string? He showed up in the jockstrap, and it was a G-string, but it was like fringed. It was a white G-string with white fringe coming down, but it was like a white harness, but the harness was like spaghetti straps, kind of. And then he had wore what appeared to be Stevie Boy shades. I love Stevie Boy shades, and his looked on point. And then he had what appeared to be silver straps down his legs with matching Wonder Woman style silver bracelets and silver sneakers with pink socks. It was an over-the-top ensemble, but then his ensembles kept getting more over-the-top. He wore a series of heavy gold chains for a live sex performance. I don't know what a live sex performance is, but with his gold chains ensemble, it must have been exciting. And that came with a matching gold G-string that had a fringe coming down the front made of gold chain, more gold chains. And then he did another second sex performance. Wow, sex performances. I've never heard of such a thing, but apparently these were things at the Grammys in Europe. His second sex performance, he was wearing fur sleeves. They were kind of like a very thick fur, black fur sleeves, and he was shirtless with a black fur Speedo with black fur thigh highs. They were kind of like furry leg warmers. They were thick, furry, like gorilla whatever type thing, but it was like thigh highs. And then he had that furry Speedo and the furry sleeves. Oh my God, he looked so hot. Aaron Mark was so hot. Those was there. Oh, last but not least, Nando Ray showed up to the Grammy Awards in what appeared to be black fishnets, but then they turned out to be black fishnet pants. They looked tight fitting, so I thought they were fishnets, but then the bottom, they flare out like pants. I did not know how I felt about that, but I mean, it was hot, and I kind of want to copy the look, so I thought that was a really good look. And he paired it with a shirtless look, but he was wearing a black sheer metallic shoulder piece that looked like wings, and it was trimmed with the metallic-y designs that were like kind of a silvery color. I was impressed by Nando Ray, but my best dressed of the week was definitely Jordan James and Aaron Marks. They were so hot. Oh my God, the Grammy Awards were so impressive. The Met Gala may not have served up the fashion, but the Grammy Awards definitely did. I look forward to seeing what everyone wears upcoming Cyber Socket Awards. And that is all for this week, but definitely tune in for the next extra special Future Fashion Icons, where I will be serving up some special bootylicious butt tips with a very special bootylicious guest. Till next time.